It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Early calls for cash hog prices today are mostly steady with weather-induced firmer tones. Terminals are called mostly steady to as much as $1.50 higher, with top prices from $32.50 to $37. Peoria called steady today with the top price at $33.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, December 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,074. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42 to $54.39. The weighted average was $51.84, a gain of 38 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.04 to $43. The weighted average was $41.20. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,280. The base price range was $41 to $58.50. The weighted average was $54.24, a gain of $1.27 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35 to $45, and the weighted average was $41.36. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we do have some unfavorable weather conditions that are going to continue across the Midwest this week. And first off, I'll just talk about what's going on right now, and then I'll talk about what's coming. And I am going to talk a little bit about South America, too. I just got a comment in from a listener. Normally, I don't address listener comments on the air, but the comment was we shouldn't be talking about Louisiana. We should be talking about the local area. All I've talked about the last several days is the local area. I've not talked about the other parts of the world except in this report. And the ag report, we do talk about other areas. But I can't believe that I would get a comment like that. And usually I don't get upset about comments, but all we've done is local weather for the last several days. So I don't know what that one listener is even talking about. Anyway, as far as the Midwest is concerned, we do have another ice storm on the way. It's going to be worse to the west. It looks like we're going to have weather create another ice storm coming into areas west of here, including the Quincy area back across Missouri into Kansas and Oklahoma. Some places will get a half an inch to an inch of ice accumulation. There's going to be major travel problems. There will be major power outages. So that includes west central Illinois westward. Now, in Illinois and Indiana, there's going to be more ice. Right now, there's some light freezing rain falling from around St. Louis to just north of Effingham. North of there, there's just icy mist and fog, and that's about it. And we're going to see more precipitation come into the rest of the area tonight. A lot of it will be icy from central Illinois northward into northern Illinois. And most of the steadier precipitation coming in later tonight after midnight. So there could be more icing making roads slippery, but the ice accumulation will be highest west of the Illinois River the way it looks right now, and especially out toward Quincy. But even around Peoria, there's an ice storm warning. That ice storm warning extends into northwestern Illinois as well. Winter storm watches are posted across northern Illinois into northern Indiana. And there will be a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain changing to freezing rain. Now, in the Champaign-Urbana area tomorrow, the temperature will likely get a bit above freezing, so the freezing will not be as much of a problem here this time around. And south of Champaign-Urbana and east of Champaign-Urbana, temperatures will be well above freezing tomorrow, so there will be a period where it's just rain. But then, as we go back into next week, or even later in the week, tomorrow night into Wednesday, colder air will come back in, so some of the central areas could get ice again. Bottom line is travel will be an issue across much of the Midwest Corn Belt. So for cattle and hogs and the transportation of grain, there will be some problems, especially north and west of Champaign-Urbana. I'll just make Champaign-Urbana kind of the center here for this report. Now turning to South America, There were scattered showers and thunderstorms in portions of the Argentinian bean belt over the weekend, and some locally decent rainfall amounts. However, coverage was under 50%, so some other areas stayed dry. Looks like some more showers may develop in northern areas of South America this week, and also into our northern areas of Argentina and into southern Brazil early this week, but again, isolated amounts. Bottom line is it looks like it's still going to be too dry overall for most of Argentina and southern Brazil, but there will be some opportunities for isolated showers and thunderstorms today, and then another system may bring some more at the end of the week. The middle of the bean belt in Brazil looks most favorable, as there's going to be showers and thunderstorms through the week on a scattered basis, but most areas will get some rain. You go into northeastern Brazil, and it's a little drier there. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 9.57, up 8, last trade up 12 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9.16 and a quarter, up 12 and three quarters. Last trade up 13 and a half. July opened at 8.03 and three quarters, down 4 and a quarter. Last trade up 14. December corn opened at 3.99 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up a quarter. July 4.34, down 1. Last trade unchanged. December 4.37 and three quarters, down 2 and a quarter. Make it 2 and three quarters. Last trade down a quarter. January beans opened at 11.17 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. Last trade up 5 and a quarter. July 11.48 and a half, down 1. Last trade up 4 and a quarter. November 10.50, down 3 and a half. Last trade up 1 and a half. December soybean meal opened at 309.80, down 70. Last trade down 70. December soybean oil opened at 45.12, down 18. Last trade down 6. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Had new contract highs in soybeans overnight, but given the fact that we have reports due out tomorrow, as well as the Fed weighing in the afternoon, are we expecting any follow-through today?
Oh, I think you're going to see some follow-through today. The wheat looks like it's going to stay strong, so I fully expect this grain market to start off and take off to the upside right off the get-go. I think corn will be 1 to 2 better. I don't see anything really thwarting it. Your outside markets are now starting to help along the way, too, because you've got crude oil up $1.41. You've got the dollar down 33 points on the day, and gold is up $15. So your major drivers from the outside markets are going to help to push things along, too. So, these markets never really got turned around. They're relatively overbought and due for a correction at any point in time, but it certainly doesn't look like we're going to get that today, Dave.
If we get numbers tomorrow from USDA for carryout in beans equal to the guesses, 197 in soybeans and 1.888 in corn, what does that mean for the marketplace?
Probably not much, because the December report is usually pretty much a non-event. You typically don't look for a lot of changes on this one because they'll wait until they get their stocks in all positions and their final production numbers in January to make any major changes on the reports. You know, in beans, we've got export sales are going at a very good pace, but liftings are actually less than what the government projection is that we're going to be down. I think we're down 14% in liftings, and the USDA's pegging exports down 13%. Now, in corn, we might be able to see them shift a little bit more corn towards the exports because I think they're going to need to do that in time. But exports on corn need to be heavy right along in order to try and get the amount of corn shipped that we actually think we're going to sell out for the year.
All right, then let's look at outside factors. What does a difference between 25 basis points versus 50 basis points reduction from the Fed imply?
Well, it's going to bring more money if we get, you mean, a quarter point decline instead of a half?
Yes. Or a half rather than a quarter.
Even a quarter decline is going to bring more money to our pits. it just makes it cheaper for guys to go in and invest in the commodities. And it'll just enhance what we already anticipate as another round of index fund buying come the first of the year. That would be my feeling on it, Dave.
Turn your attention to CME Group Livestock. What do you see there today?
Pretty much mixed action. Cash looks like it's going to ease here, but so far it's holding on. And, you know, we continue to run these huge supplies, but we offset that with very strong demand. Exports have been good. I think the packers have spent some of their margins, and we'll probably end up being a little bit less likely to spend here lately. So I could see the cash back away and pull the hog market down a little bit. But it certainly looks like the hog market's turned the corner. In the cattle market, I don't know, I kind of think this cattle market has turned the corner here, and it's trying to put a bottom in, and we'll see it bounce back up myself, too.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.